Welcome, investigator. Evil is on the rise. Crime is escalating. Our mission is to eliminate the crime by exposing evil, examine why it manifests, and highlight the brave souls that confront it every day. Join us as we work together to bring justice to every victim. Welcome to All Things Crime. Here's your host, Jared Bradley.
I agree completely. This is something that I get busted for saying all the time if you've heard me speak before, but there's over 700,000 law enforcement officers in this country. It tends in the media to only focus on a handful of the negative stories. I feel that it's our job to counteract that and bring the positive stories to light, whether they want that or not, you know? Mm-hmm. And now more officers are understanding they deserve it. And let's keep going. And it's, like I said, it's the best thing ever is when you award someone at the ceremony and then they stay with you after and they want to support it. They want to see the Hall of Fame succeed. And it's because they realize that they deserve it. Even though they don't want it, they deserve it. And so that's our job.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Yeah, I'm I need to do some more research on it because just, you know, hearing that you've inducted people like Cheryl McCollum and others that, well, in fact, I was also scrolling down your website, which, by the way, everybody needs to go visit and definitely donate to the Hall of Fame because, yeah, of all the people in our society that deserve a little recognition, it's our first responders. So, but Kyle Reyes, you have him as an inductee. I follow him on LinkedIn really closely and he's doing some just crazy things, especially, you know, highlighting, you know, things that are going on down at the border and, you know, that kind of thing. So that's really cool that, yeah.
Let me tell you a little bit about Kyle because his award is new this year. Mm-hmm. So there's two new awards that we're introducing, one of which is going to Kyle Reyes, and that's the Civilian Support Award. Because we do think that that is also very important to recognize because we do have a lot of civilians out there that support law enforcement and they deserve to be recognized. And Kyle, you know, the work he's doing, law enforcement today, Blue Lives Matter, he's incredible. Like you said, what he's doing at the border. And it's a lot of selfless acts on his part as well. And so I was very excited to institute this award and that he accepted, and I can't wait to see what he does in the future. And then the other award is the Canine Award, which was sponsored by Fox and Hound Canine Foundation, Karen Doss, incredible woman, incredible company. But we get to honor Canine Kit this year from Braintree, Massachusetts. It's posthumously because he was, again, a hero, and two officers were shot and he saved all of them in the end and he died saving them. That relationship between canines and officers is so important to recognize as well. And the fact that, you know, dogs are everyone's best friend, man's best friend, my best friend, and they deserve it too. And the hand, you know, that relationship goes hand in hand. So I'm very excited about that award and to be able to talk about that relationship and what that does for law enforcement too.
Wow. Yeah. Don't get started about dogs, man. I'll get all choked up because boy, dogs are just the most amazing animals in the world.
And completely innocent.
Yep. But as far as, like you said, a canine, their relationship with their handler, where there is nothing that canine won't do for that handler. So.
And Canine Kit did that for his handler and we're very excited to be able to honor him.
Oh, that's very cool. Very cool. So when is this the meeting again?
So the induction ceremony will be held on March 22nd to Friday, Fort Worth, Texas at the Omni. We'll have a cocktail hour. Dave Bray USA is our musical guest. He does an excellent job. He was with us last year. And we also have Sheriff Wayburn from Tarrant County, Texas will be our MC. He is larger than life. Nicest guy. We've been welcomed with open arms in Texas, and we're just really excited to show everyone there what we're about and keep on growing. We just need the help of sponsors and donors. We have, you know, the NRA is one of our supporters. We're so thankful. Bear Arms Tactical, it's a local store here, but they're online. They're a huge supporter. We're doing an Leo rifle raffle right now. It's a Leo Henry. Go on our website, check it out. Beautiful gun. We did one last year, but just we're thankful for all the support from our sponsors. We want to keep going and we want to keep making a difference and help any way we can.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. Well, any other stories that you can tell us about some of the other inductees?
Oh, sure. I could go on all day, but well, I'll tell you.
No, we have. Okay, Megan, we have to say.
You have to cut me off.
I'm sorry?
You have to cut me off. I have so many stories to tell.
Oh, I know. Well, but the first story I want you to tell has to be about Cheryl. I mean, what is it about Cheryl that got her inducted?
Okay. Well, I mean, that one I could go on all day for as well. But Cheryl is also a civilian. And so she kind of inspired the Civilian Support Award, but she won our Lifetime Achievement Award last year. And the reason she won that, I mean, she has her own nonprofit, Cold Case Institute. So she helps solve cold cases across the country out of the goodness of her heart, while she also works in crime scene investigation at the Hayteville Police Department in Georgia. She helps Nancy Grace all the time with her cases. She goes on any podcast, any interview, anything to help solve cases, to spread the word of victims across the country. And you know what? She does it for nothing. She will help you. And once you're in with her, you're in, and she will take you and guide you along. So that's kind of what we look for in all of our honorees, is this is a career for them. This isn't just a job. The people that get inducted to the Hall of Fame choose this as their life, and it means more to them than just a paycheck. And Cheryl is the epitome of that. She could care less if she makes any money. She just wants to help as many people as she can. She's helped us ever since she was inducted. And like I said, you know her. She's salt of the earth, one of the best people ever. But that is who we induct into this Hall of Fame. So if you know Cheryl, you know that we want the best of the best, and we have them.
Yeah, well, she's through her Cold Case Research Institute is actually how we originally met. And then, I don't know, it was something about there was a cold case, I think, up in North Carolina that they recommended using the MVAC on. And that's kind of how we got connected. And that was, boy, that was like 10, maybe 11 years ago.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, Cheryl and I have known each other for a long time. She's that, and that's a perfect description of her. And yeah, I can't think of anybody that is more deserving of accolades, and yet, like you said, never seeks out for them. You just can't help but feel good when you're around her. I've never heard her say a negative thing about anybody. It's just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, even when I start going down my negative roads and I'm like, I start whining and crying about everything. I go into ranger mode, I guess, and she'll just like change the subject. She'll do something to just smooth things over. And yeah, just amazing. Okay.
So with her this week though, I texted her and said, I'm stressing out, Cheryl. And she goes, don't stress. We got this, baby. We're all good. And I'm like, that's all I needed. That was it. And I'm like, she's right. We're good.
Her Southern charm, and I'm sure you've met her husband too. And those
Walt
two
is the best.
Oh yeah. Yes. When I went to last time I was in Atlanta, I went to dinner with them, and yeah, the two of them are just, especially when they're together, you just can't beat them. It's just what a fantastic, fantastic couple. So, all right. So you've got to have others. Who's some of your favorites?
Well, this one just kind of affected me the most recently, and that would be Alec Iorato out of Connecticut. So he, 26 years old, you know, goes to a domestic call with two other partners, and they were shot and killed by the assailant at the domestic, and Alec was also shot, but he managed to take out the threat while being injured and saved innocent lives and who knows how many, right? Meeting him and learning what that does to someone, I mean, you can imagine, but being able to award him something for his bravery and to let him know that what he went through and his sacrifices and what he had to experience is absolutely worth it, because we recognize what he went through, and everyone should know that that's not something that people should ever have to face, and that he's a hero. And so I feel like it helps some of our officers that go through these realize that what they did meant something to not just their area, their department, their families, but to all of us. So that's one of the stories that affected me the most, I would say, is things like that, because you just realize how precious and short life is, and they need to know that we have their back.
Oh, yeah. You know, as you were talking, the thought came to my mind, I'm trying to think of the incident, but do you remember there was a female and a male officer, and I remember seeing both of them were shot, but like the female officer came over to, and I think she was shot in the face, but she still was like covering for her partner and trying to, you know, engage the threat at the same time. I'm wondering if that was in the Dallas area.
We did I know that there is an officer, Houston Gas, that was shot in the face down in that area as well. He's friends with one of our board members, Banning Sweatland. But again, he survived that and subdued the threat. And it's just stories like that, that you're just like, how can you keep your head on in that moment, let alone after when you come down, because that adrenaline is going and it gets you through. So, yeah. I mean, it's incredible what they do, and I want to do everything I can, and so does Adam Davenport, our co-founder, to continue this and make sure that we can honor officers and bring to light the positive stories moving forward.
Thanks for joining us. Your attention today brings us one step closer to exposing and eliminating the evil that brings crime to our communities. Hit subscribe and share this episode. Together, we will bring justice to every victim.